Welcome to Real Life Mentoring, where we explore real life issues to help you make an authentic difference in the world.
Hi, it's Chris and Christina. We're back today with Real Life Mentoring Podcast. Today, we want to just go ahead and let you know, today's episode is brought to you by Commercial Brick. Commercial Brick is a family-owned company. They're passionate about what they do and are dedicated to making quality brick. If you want to know information, check them out at commercialbrick.com. Well, we are back again with Kim Carey, which is Chris's sister. Chris, do you want to jump in and introduce her?
Sure. So Kim has recently retired. This is 2024. And today we're going to be talking about some things that she knows God gave her as part of her journey while she was working and stepping into retirement and where she's going to go from here. And so just a little background. We grew up in a dysfunctional home, a large family, five siblings, two parents in and out of our lives, at least our father was. So a lot of dysfunction, a lot of challenges, but our mother had a strong work ethic. But more importantly than that, our mother taught us, or for me, I can just say, Kim, that God never seemed distant to me. He seemed so tangible to me as a father figure. So anyway, our mother gave us a strong faith foundation. So here we are, grown up for many years now, and just some things we're going to talk about today. So we're a Real Life Mentoring podcast. You may wonder, why would you interview your sister on one of your podcasts? Well, part of the aspect of a healthy mentoring relationship our relationships, and we learn how to have relationships in our original homes. And so you and I have talked about before things that we did not know about one another, not knowing how to have conversations about things that really mattered. So look back at your original family. If you're having some difficulty with some of your relationships today, maybe you look back at your relationship with your siblings, with your parents, and that's part of the reason we're incorporating a family interview today.
Yeah, and I think what's important is, Kim, you've walked through a season of transition. You had a high-stress job after 30-plus years that you retired from. You, in the last 3.5 years, experienced some pretty significant deaths in your life of your stepfather, your mother, dear friend, and that sort of brought you to a place where you feel like God gave you some real specific directions. So you jump in and tell your part of the story.
Well, thank you for having me. You're right. It started in 2019. And up until this point, I've been going through what I've called my four R's seasons. And they've been pretty remarkable. A little backstory for me is I did have a very high stress job for 30 plus years. And I was very regulatory, very deadline-driven, and I was over a department, so I also had a lot of personnel that I was managing, and you know that there's a lot of things that come with managing people. So
you were a boss lady.
Yes, I was a boss lady. I tried really hard to be a mentor in a lot of ways to my staff, which takes additional efforts, mm-hmm. and you have to want to do that, and it, you know, you want to be there for them. But one of those individuals that I lost, it was a dear friend of mine, worked very closely with me. So it not only did I have, you know, personal things going on, I had work stressors, but I also had friends that I worked with closely that I lost. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, it all blends, you know, mm-hmm. as it should. Your life blends, mm-hmm. and you need to figure out how to make it all work. Mm-hmm. If we'll start in, you know, 2019, my stepfather, Jerry, passed away, and I happened to be at my brother, Chris's mm-hmm. house, when that occurred, and so that was very difficult, especially to watch our mother go through that, and then our mother didn't do so well after that, mm-hmm. and 6 months later, she passed away as well.
And throwing COVID.
Yes, and then we throw in COVID, yeah. And then I really struggled with my mother's death and what I felt was my inability to make a change in her life and her thoughts. So I was really struggling. At that point, I did not have a very close relationship with God. My work was all-encompassing, and I allowed that to happen. So mm-hmm. I didn't have that to lean back into at the time, or I did, but I chose not to. Mm. And then when my mother, I knew her death was coming and that was difficult, and all of my siblings and I were working through all of that. I went to church with Chris and Christina.
Well, back up.
Okay.
yeah, back up and tell us, there was an event that happened your last time you saw your mom. Yeah, I think that's important here.
It is important, yes. Yeah. So the last time I saw my mom, she was very difficult. Mm-hmm. And she was angry, and that came through in her conversations with all of us siblings. And I didn't handle it well. I didn't give her the grace that she deserved as a mother. And, you know, I still struggle with that today. Mm-hmm. But it was where I was. Mm-hmm. And so when I left my mother that day, I knew I probably would not see her again. That was the potential. Mm-hmm. And I, you know, I carried that with me, mm-hmm. as I left that mm-hmm. day. I was still in the same town with her, and I was leaving the next morning. And Chris and Christina said, why don't you go to church with us? And I'm like, okay. And so I did. I was, you know, carrying that previous day with me in that conversation. And as I'm in church, and it's just getting started, and we are singing, or everyone else is,
yeah.
and I'm thinking through what's coming and where that conversation went. And honestly, I just wanted to run out of there. Mm-hmm. I just wanted to get out. Everyone around me was happy, and I was not. Mm-hmm. And I was very emotional. I turn around to tell my sister-in-law, Christina, I'm out of here.
Yeah.
I'm going to come back and get you guys after church, because I had driven us all there, but I'm out of here.
Mm-hmm.
So when I did turn around to say that, there was these two wonderful ladies
I had never met.
And Christina said, oh, they came over. They want to pray for you. They know what's going on with your mom and her health, and they want to just pray over you. And I was like, I'm trying to get out of here. That's going through my brain. I didn't say that, but
I don't need your prayer.
I'm out of here. I'm like, okay. And so they're praying over me, and they're praying over me for a long time. Mm. And it's loud. I'm struggling to hear them.
No, they're not loud, but the worship.
Music in the background.
They're loud. Sure. No, it was loud music playing, and they were, you know, loving on me and praying over me. And I ended up staying, and it was a great service. The only thing I could remember from that conversation was the word release.
Mm.
And they said, we're praying for release over you, that you can release all of this. And after the service, I remember telling them, Chris and Christina, you guys,
yeah,
that was the only word I remembered. Maybe that was the only word I needed to remember. And so it really stuck with me. And so that's my first R. Mm-hmm. And I really started drawing close to God at that point. I thought, this is not an accident. I started diving in and reading a lot of things, and it just became real. That word became real to me.
Mm-hmm.
And I did what I could to incorporate that into my everyday. Now, physically, I believe I also was releasing all that stress,
mm-hmm.
Because I came home that evening and I got sick, and I just, it was like I got a fever, and it was like it all just went out of me, all of this stress. I woke up the next day, and I was supposed to travel home. I live about 5 hours away from them. I really felt like a different person driving out of here.
Mm.
And I'm so thankful to those two wonderful women. They listened to God's direction to pray over me.
Mm.
And I was so glad I didn't run out of that church that day.
Okay, so the first word was release. Then how much time had passed when you began to hear some other R words? And we'll just preface, did you hear God in an audible voice, release? No, but explain how you knew that was the word and how you knew God was giving you other words.
Well, I think it's important to understand that I am a type A personality. It goes along with my job that I did, and I felt like I was good at my job because of that. When he gave me that word release, that was not an easy word for me to incorporate into my daily life, because that means you got to let go and let him take care of it. And so a type A personality, that's pretty hard.
Mm.
All of my siblings it's fair to say, are that way. To keep incorporating that every day was difficult, but I had to keep it in the forefront of my mind as I woke up every day, that this is important. I've got to remember this. And it just became a daily practice for me. I had to stay in his word at that point. I couldn't not be in my Bible readings or in a book about him or in prayer, because I found it was very easy for me to step away from it. Mm. And so it was very, I turned my type A into my relationship with God at that point, mm-hmm. so that I would carry it forward.
Tell us about the second R.
Second R, again, type A. I stress myself out. I don't rest well. I was very, again, the deaths that had occurred in my life were very difficult. I was taking on more and more at work because of that. And I really felt like God was saying, you need to rest. Because if you don't rest, mentally and physically, but more physically, I was worried about, I wasn't going to make it to that next year. Mm. You know, I really felt like my health was not well. And I just kept getting this rest. You've got to rest. And I kept saying that to my husband. If I could just rest, I would feel so much better. Mm. And then I don't know when I realized, okay, I just got a second R here. So I need to release everything to God. And I need to rest, that he's going to take care of it. Mm. And that I just kind of stayed in that mode for a while. And then I realized, oh, maybe I need to physically do something to continue this rest. And that's when I realized I was 2 weeks away from being eligible to retire. Mm-hmm. And it was so wonderful to be able to think about that and that it was real. Mm. There's an R. It was real.
Retire,
I was going to get
rest,
to rest.
Real.
So I started planning with my husband, and I started talking about, you know, is this something that we can really do? Mm-hmm. And we could. And so I said, you know, I need to do this to rest. God's telling me you need to release everything to me. And rest that I'll take care of it. And so I did. I put in a notice to work, a year notice, mind you, that I was planning to retire. And I started looking forward to that day. It really became real to me.
When was the third R introduced?
It was introduced to me in 2022. So the first one was in 2021. Mm-hmm. And then I got rest in 2022, and then renew came in 23.
Okay.
Understandably, God is saying it takes this girl a while to figure things out and to catch on, so I'm just going to give her one every year, which was probably, he knows me well. Mm. And so I came to a conference or a workshop that you guys did, and you told us at one point, I'm going to read some scripture to you, and there might be a word or a phrase that comes to you. Mm-hmm. You know, let's pray that God will show you what you need to hear today and focus mm-hmm. on. And I heard again one word, and that was renew, my third R. And so I'm like, okay, what am I supposed to do with this? And I mentioned it to you the next morning, and you're like, I didn't even realize it was my third R at that point. And I mentioned it to you, and you said, you've got another R. And I'm like, oh, we've got a pattern going on here. And so it was really kind of exciting to see, you know, God's doing this. Mm. And why is he doing this for me? How do I incorporate this new one? It really was tangible to me that I couldn't have the third R without the first two because I needed to release everything to God, rest when it was time, rest in the knowledge that he's going to take care of it, and physically rest. And and out of that rest, he's going to renew my mind and my spirit and my body because I was physically worn out. Mm-hmm. It was exciting to see those three things come together. We were talking the next morning to Chris, and he said, well, you know, you've been watching all these videos about Christ reveal. He goes, I think that's your fourth one. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I've released, I've rested, he's renewing, and he's going to reveal to me. Mm-hmm. What is my next thing? Especially here I am at retirement. I'm preparing for that. What is that going to look like? What? Mm-hmm. That's so scary. You know, I'm a person who likes a plan. I don't have to have a plan, but it's taken me a while to get to that point to say, if I have a plan, that means I didn't let God reveal it to me. Mm. You know, I'm creating it myself. That's not what I'm supposed to do. Mm-hmm. So it's having the understanding that I can put all four of those R's together, and it's from God. It's not from me. Mm.
Chris, do you have some thoughts on those?
Just a reminder, because we are Real Life Mentoring Podcast, we're about mentoring, and we're holistic. And so we help people focus on the six areas. And so we are spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, relational, and professional or educational. So, Kim, it's fair to say, I believe, just from hearing you talk, that how those impacted one another in your life, right? Your mental was affecting your physical, was affecting your spiritual and relationships and so on, right?
Yes, very much so.
They're also interconnected, guys. So for you to say, okay, God's doing something in my life and it's going to impact, maybe you didn't realize it at first, it's going to impact all six areas of my life for good, in a good way.
Mm-hmm.
So just a reminder, why we're asking you to share some of your story is because our journeys can be very similar sometimes. There are a lot of you out there who are stressed and tired and weary, and maybe you need the four R's to be reminded that you're not meant to live in survival mode, but God's got some good things for you, but we can get so overwhelmed with life, with work, other things that we can't even see it.
Recently, we had dinner, Kim, all three of us, with some new friends, and when you shared that story, he said, I think God knows how to speak your language. Isn't that great? Like, he knew those R's were exactly in those, the way he revealed them to you. Yeah, what you needed.
Yes, very much so. And I'm still friends with the ladies that prayed over me that day, and that they were truly a blessing that started all of this.
Mm.
And yes, I mean, God knows us individually, and he knew that he couldn't reveal all four of those to me at once. I'm a slow learner. I need to understand it. I love to read. I love to figure things out. And he wanted me to take the time I needed. I didn't get to that level of stress physically or mentally overnight.
Mm.
And I needed time to unwind from it.
That's a good point.
Prepare to leave that environment, which was a great career.
Mm-hmm.
I would do it again, but now what's next?
Mm-hmm.
And so how can I take what he has given me in my career, which allowed me to help many, many people, and move me forward into something that is more in line with him?
Mm-hmm.
And I think we're going to see that. I'm mm-hmm. pretty excited about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so remind the listeners, what are your four R's?
The four R's are release,
mm-hmm.
rest, renew, and reveal. And if you want to put it into a language you can say every day, you have to release everything to him. Rest on that. He'll renew your mind, your spirit, and then he's going to be able to reveal to you what's next.
Mm.
Only until you've done all of that can he reveal what you need to know.
Mm.
I just want to add that if you're mentoring others, this is a wonderful thing you can do with someone. You ask them open-ended questions that really get to the heart of the matter and say, I want to know how you are really doing. Tell me about the stress that you're dealing with right now, maybe something you've mentioned, and you help walk them through that. And then as a mentor, can you imagine being used by God to give them some direction, to help them begin to walk through these things? You know, those two ladies, Holly and Judy, they could not have known how profound that word was going to be for you, right? But they were used by God because they were willing to say, God, use me to pray over this woman I've never met. And so I just want to tell you, such an impact you can have as a mentor, as a person who would care about another person. You could open up some new doors for them just with some simple conversations.
Yeah, going back to these two ladies, who knows if they even said that word? But Holy Spirit speaks your language, and that's what you got. They were obedient to go, okay, this child needs some prayer. And then the Holy Spirit gave you a word from all of their, but they were obedient. So that's a good point. Anything else in closing, some thoughts that you have to leave us with, Kim?
Well, I would say that we laugh about this as siblings, that because of our personality types, we're go, go, go all the time. And one of the things I struggle with through honoring God in these four words, especially my rest and my release, is don't feel guilt just because you're trying to rest.
Mm-hmm.
Physically, I needed to rest a lot, and that was hard for me to do. Hard for me to say, can you do this instead of me today? I need to rest. Only when I would physically rest could I feel good and get on to the next thing and actually hear or read what God wanted me to do next. So try to remove that guilt from you for, you know, actually resting. It is good for you.
Mm-hmm.
So that's probably been my hardest, I think.
Chris, closing thoughts as we wrap up
today. Could I add one more R?
Sure.
Now you're ready to do something new.
Yes.
There
very,
we go.
Very much so.
Now, you know, being silly about it, but you, as Christina said, God used a language that would connect with you. All right. So I'm very thankful for those four R's. Mm. So God wants to speak to you, and maybe he's going to speak to you in some different ways, but it'll resonate with you. Yeah. So be ready for that.
Well, thank you, Kim, for sharing your story with your four R's. And we hope that that made some sense to you. And maybe God's trying to speak to you too. So we just encourage you to listen. Yeah. If you liked today's episodes, subscribe, share it with somebody. And there's also a donate option. If this has been good and you'd like to support this kind of programming, just go to our website at fahrenheitmentoring.org, click that donate button, and that'll get you all set up. As always, we want to thank you for listening to Real Life Mentoring Podcast.